Without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. That came from our gospel. Without God, we can do nothing. Without Jesus, we can do nothing. At times we think we are very powerful. Our sports team is first place. My pickup carries more payload. Our school is the best. At times we think we're very advanced. We have sent men to the moon. We have computers that do billions of calculations per second. We place artificial hearts in people. At times we think we are very controlling. We are the bishop of the diocese or the head of a company. We are the superpower country. We can tell others what to do. Yet Jesus says, without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you can do nothing. What does he mean by that? Let's take a look at a few examples. Without me, you can do nothing. You cannot exist without me. You cannot exist without me. The Lord does not create us and then go away. God is continually keeping us in existence. If the Lord forgot about me for an instant, I would disappear. Did you ever think about that? I learned that in the seminary. If God forgot about any one of us for even a second, we'd go out of existence. Our molecules wouldn't even be there. It took a while for this scientist to believe that, but I believe it. Just think, he created us out of nothing. So he can certainly go the other way. How can God do that with 8 billion people on the world? Well, it's easy. He's God. He's all powerful. Can't imagine we could do that, but God can do it. He cares for us, not just created us. He cares for us personally. He knows each one of us by name. He knows each one of the First Communion children and their families by name. Being powerful is not important. God is creator is important. You cannot grow without me. Also from our gospel, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower, and I am the vine, you are the branches. We try on our own, but we fail. We have tragedies in our life, but we sink to despair. We search for fulfillment in life, but we're anxious and lonely. All the earthly pleasures do not bring us genuine growth, genuine joy. Jesus helps us to grow all along in his path. If we follow Jesus, we bear much fruit and become his disciple. What is this fruit doing here? Is this, it's plastic. I was about to eat one. Is this real bread? I don't know. What is bread and grapes doing up here? You First Communion children know. From wheat, we get bread, and from bread, we get hosts. In a few minutes, Father John and I will consecrate the hosts into the body and blood of Christ. Wow. And what is grapes made into? Sure, grapes made into wine, isn't it? We take wine, Father John and I, in a few minutes, will take that wine and make it Jesus's blood. That is what we're here for First Communion. That is bearing fruit, making fruit, producing fruit. Well, we cannot grow without Jesus. We cannot love without Jesus. We cannot love without Jesus. What good is the whole world if we lose our soul? Our graduates this spring will soon have their independence, at least high school graduates. They will be in control of their lives. They choose. Yet, if they choose materialism or vice or sin, that's not going to be able to receive or give love. They will not find true peace in their life. To find true love, we find the Lord. God is love, and this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as for expiation for our sins. We heard that God is love today, and then that quote is from next week's gospel or reading. Being controlling is not important. God is love is important. First Communion. With the Eucharist, we are a resurrection people. We continue our Easter joy. First Communicants, Jesus promised that he would rise from the dead for you, to take you to heaven someday. And first time, he's going to show you his love in a special way by receiving First Communion. We're called to love him too. How do we love Jesus? Well, a few examples. We love Jesus by coming to Mass every Sunday or Saturday evening, by obeying our parents and teachers, by being kind to our friends. See and believe in Jesus, his body and blood, soul and divinity, in a few minutes at this altar. Parents and godparents, you promised to bring your children at your children's baptism, to bring them up in the Catholic faith. You brought them to class to prepare for this day. Keep this faith alive in their hearts by continuing to celebrate Holy Mass every weekend and Holy Day. Jesus' body and blood is not an empty ritual, not a rite of passage, not merely a symbol, not a social event for pretty clothes and photographs. The Holy Eucharist is a representation of the saving action of Jesus at his cross and resurrection. Let us say, as St. Thomas said in the Gospel a few weeks ago, "You are my Lord and my God. You are my Lord and my God." Catechists, other teachers of these young people throughout the years, thank you for your dedication to the formation of these children. Jesus blesses you with his love and joy. Dear Heavenly Father, let us turn to you, our Creator. Jesus, let us branches be nourished by your vine. Let us love as you love us. Without you, we can do nothing. With you, we can love as you love. Jesus loves us all, especially the First Communion children, more than we can ask or imagine.